We are bringing you some more updates from the Madhya Pradesh election of 2018. A total of 37.26% were polled in Madhya Pradesh till 2:30 p.m. today. Kamal Nath's home district, Chindwara, saw the maximum turnout with 45.62% votes polled, while Morena was the district with the lowest voting percentage at just 29.79% turnout. Senior Congress leader Kamal Nath found himself surrounded in controversy after he flashed his party's election symbol, that the palm, to the media that after the casting of his vote, to which he further added that what else could I be done, show a lotus? Congress workers claimed that name of hundreds of voters is missing from the voters list at booth number 278 in ward number 30 of Bhopal's North constituency. All these people reportedly belong to Congress, and they allege that the local BJP MLA has hatched a conspiracy. Incidents of violence have also been reported from Bhind district today. Gunshots were fired in front of two polling booths. Sources said that assailants have fled the spot and the firing was done with the intention of disrupting the polling exercise. Sources said that the district is located in the Gwalior-Chambal region. The region is expected to witness a tense contest between the BJP and Congress. The region has a total of 34 seats. As reports of EVM snags continue to filter in, Congress leader Kamal Nath alleged that the voting seems to be getting affected only in the regions which Congress has a stronghold. Jyotiraditya Shinde demands an extension of time in booths where EVM malfunction halted the voting. Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat said that there are provisions for extension of time in the law, and the local officers can take a call on it. We'll bring you some more updates from Madhya Pradesh election. Stay tuned to HWNews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.